What's that smell, Yayo?
Do you like it? It's my new citronella perfume.
It's a bit, well, strong.
Good. I'm ready to do anything to keep those nasty mosquitoes at bay. Did you know that some mosquitoes carry diseases like encephalitis, West Nile, dengue and yellow fevers, and malaria?
Maybe adding smell isn't what you need to be doing.
What do you mean, Don?
Scientists have known for about half a century that most mosquito species are attracted to carbon dioxide, heat, and moisture. Any warm-blooded species produces those three things. Since that time, researchers have been trying to figure out what specific odors in humans attract disease-carrying species.
So, you're saying I need to get rid of a smell?
Yes. Take West Nile virus, for example. There have been over 29,000 cases and over 1,100 fatalities in the U.S. since 1999. Scientists studying the mosquito carrier Culex quinquefasciatus are trying to figure out why it feeds on humans as well as other host species.
Don't tell me. It's a smell.
You guessed it. Mosquitoes smell with their antennas, and this Culex mosquito has a special sensitivity to a chemical called nonanol, produced by both birds and humans. When scientists baited mosquito traps with a combination of nonanol and carbon dioxide, they were capturing over 2,000 mosquitoes a night. That was 50% more than with carbon dioxide alone.
Wow, that's great. Where can I get some traps?
I doubt they're selling any traps yet, but you might want to cut back on the perfume, Yael. I think you're keeping more than mosquitoes at bay.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website, at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.